Welcome to Poems From Here. This is Stuart Kestenbaum, Maine's Poet Laureate. In this weekly series, we'll hear poems about Maine and New England by poets from Maine and elsewhere. Poems From Here is a project of Maine Public Radio and the Maine Writers and Publishers Alliance. We're supported by the Maine Arts Commission and the Expansion Arts Fund of the Maine Community Foundation. Today's poem is The Wall by Doug Rawlings. Doug was drafted in 1969 and served in the Central Highlands of Vietnam from July 1969 to August 1970. He worked for 27 years at the University of Maine at Farmington. In 1980, along with three other veterans, he began Veterans for Peace, now an international organization with 130 chapters and NGO status at the United Nations. He writes, "Back then, Veterans for Peace was a motley crew of about 20. We had our first convention in the basement of Woodford's Church in Portland. The group went on a field trip to Washington, D.C. and visited the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. On the bus ride back from that experience, he wrote the poem. Now," he writes, "every Memorial Day we deliver letters to the wall at 10:30 a.m. We have delivered 371 letters so far. We encourage anyone who has been directly impacted by the American war in Vietnam to write a letter and send it to me via email, and we will deliver the letter. We have letters from medics, from veterans who missed the war, from nurses, from conscientious objectors, from anti-war resistors, from former Weather Underground members, from guys like me, and from children and grandchildren of those killed in the war." The Wall by Doug Rawlings. Descending into this declivity dug into our nation's capital by the cloven hoof of yet another one of our country's tropical wars, slipping past the names of those whose wounds refuse to heal, slipping past the panel where my name would have been, could have been, perhaps should have been, down to the wall's greatest depth where the beginning meets the end, I kneel, staring through my own reflection beyond the names of those who died so young, knowing now that the wall has finally found me. 58,000-yard stares have fixed on me as if I were their pole star, as if I could guide their mute testimony back into the world, as if I could connect all those dots in the nighttime sky, as if I could tell them the reason why." That was The Wall by Doug Rawlings. All of the poems in this series are available at mainepublic.org for listening whenever you like or to take with you as a podcast. Special thanks to Robert M. Schutten family, as well as Phil Steele and Francesca Galluccio Steele for supporting this program. Additional support is provided by the new writing series at the University of Maine. Poems From Here is produced by Jonathan Woodward. The music is by Chris Moore. Hannah Perry manages permissions. I'm Stuart Kestenbaum. Thanks for listening.